With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. Over the past week, thousands of people across Montana turned out for locally organized rallies in support of Black Americans and against police brutality. The rallies drew disparate crowds, and while some talk got heated at times, the events remained nonviolent. Kayla DeRoche with Yellowstone Public Radio News kicks off our coverage of this unprecedented moment in Montana from Billings.
Around 2,000 people rallied at the courthouse lawn in downtown Billings, where organizers said they'd gathered to honor George Floyd and other people who had lost their lives due to police brutality and corruption and public injustice. People in cities across Montana took to the streets to demand change in the days following the death of Floyd, a Black man who died after a Minneapolis police officer knelt on his neck for almost 9 minutes. In Billings, organizer of Justice for George Floyd and Black, Indigenous, and People of Color in Our Community / World, Amber Palmer, said she's asking that more funding and training be directed to the Billings Police Department.
We want to bring awareness to racism in our community, and we want to help fight it and make this community a better place for our children and a safer place for all of our BIPOC family members.
Rally organizers extended a demand for justice not only to George Floyd and other Black men, women, and children, but also Indigenous people and all people of color. Among the protesters were members of Indigenous groups, including Northern Cheyenne tribal member Celine Whiteman, with the Wellbriety Movement.
It's a healing for Native Americans, and we're here to heal a historical trauma and to stand together in sobriety and to live well.
People who gave speeches later in the event stood up to talk about their experiences as people of color living in Billings and in Montana, fear for their families, and a need for change. Jerry Clark with Not In Our Town Billings also started his speech by thanking members of the Native American community for joining in the rally.
We recognize that this is your land. We recognize the injustices you have faced, and we pledge to be here for you always.
In addition to chanting and marching, organizers asked the crowd to lie on the ground for 8 minutes and 46 seconds in honor of George Floyd. While some lay in silence, others chanted words that Floyd said in the minutes before his death while a police officer held him down.
I can't breathe.
Event organizer Amber Palmer said she and the other organizers worked with the police to maintain peace before and during the rally.
And they are actually open to training and learning more from us. That was something we actually talked about in our meeting with them, that they would love to get together with us so that they can learn more about racial tolerance and how to handle situations.
Police and organizers were also in contact with protesters who carried guns at the rally. Yellowstone Militia of Billings Commander Tim Westervelt said he and other members of his group were at the rally to help.
We are here to support the people, support this movement, protect constitutional rights, make sure it remains peaceful, protect the businesses.
Near the end of the event, combined rain and hail signaled a natural conclusion for many people, though some remained. In Billings, I'm Kayla DeRoche.
With so many people involved in these protests, the impact of the demonstrations and their message can sometimes get lost in the crowd. Jess Sheldahl with Yellowstone Public Radio News spoke with a Missoula-based historian about the broader context behind the Black Lives Matter movement.
Montana is a mostly white state, with Black people making up less than 1% of the population and Native Americans making up around 7%, according to census data. But Tobin Shearer, director of the African American Studies Program at the University of Montana, says Black people have a long history in the state.
Not only that sort of sense of vibrant civic engagement on behalf of our fellow African American citizens, but we also have to understand that Montana has a history of overt and direct racism toward the African American community.
Shearer says in 1921, there were 5,000 members of the KKK active in Montana, and there have been documented lynchings in the state. Some Black and Indigenous people in Missoula and Bozeman have said on Facebook and in conversations with YPR they didn't feel safe participating in the past week's daily Black Lives Matter rallies due to fear of targeted violence. Some organizers and participants chose not to give their names to reporters for the same reason. Shearer calls the protests happening across the country urban rebellions, because he says the word riot discredits the Black Lives Matter movement.
What we see now in the Black Lives Matter protests is a focused political action by a group of people who are intent on changing unjust practices, unjust laws, unjust funding patterns in our country that are negatively affecting the African American community, that are in fact examples of institutional racism.
In Billings, I'm Jess Sheldahl.
In Missoula, where a crowd has gathered daily for over a week calling for racial equality, a major protest plan for Friday was canceled over safety concerns, and because event planners hadn't taken enough input from non-white organizers. But that ongoing daily rally swelled to more than 250 attendees. Montana Public Radio's Nick Mott reports.
Demonstrators were chanting, cheering, and all around breaking it down as passersby honked their support outside the county courthouse last Friday.
If y'all see us up here dancing, feel free to dance with me.
That's despite rumors of violence that split up the larger event planned for the very same evening. At the same time, though, a group of about a half dozen men wielding rifles rather than signs stood just down the street from the demonstrators. Desmond Davis, one of those demonstrators, has been at the rally every day for the last week.
No justice, no peace! No justice, no peace! No justice.
I caught him just after he'd finished leading a chant.
I see the guns, I see the vests, everybody's got their gear. It's cool, you feel me? It's all just a little ploy. It's all just a front to look big and scary.
Rallygoers, including Davis, said they want broad systemic change and also specific policy measures, including mandatory police training and de-escalation, and a ban on using chokeholds similar to a measure instituted in Minneapolis last week. Nadia Adams, a member of the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes, was sporting a sign that says skin color is not reasonable suspicion.
I'm excited to tell my children and my grandchildren that I fought for this, that this is my land and I fought for the people around me. Even if it's just a sign, it's still impactful.
Despite the initial fears of violence, the event remained peaceful and daily rallies have continued through the weekend. I'm Nick Mott, Montana Public Radio News.
Rallies and protests have drawn crowds in Great Falls, Kalispell, Butte, Haver, Helena, Whitefish, and elsewhere across Montana. But Bozeman's Friday event eclipsed previous calls to action there, when more than 3,000 peaceful protesters gathered. Rachel Kramer with Yellowstone Public Radio News reports organizers asked Main Street businesses to sign and display freedom pledges.
Anybody need a water?
Peace. Anybody need any water?
During the march from Bogart Park to downtown Bozeman, volunteers in blue shirts offered water and granola bars to people carrying signs reading "Say Their Names" and "Remember George Floyd." Other volunteers in orange vests led chants. They kept demonstrators on sidewalks and out of the street and told them to ignore a man flipping them off. The Day of Action for Black Lives was hosted by Bozeman for United Racial Justice in partnership with the Montana Racial Equity Project and Montana State University's Black Student Union. An organizer who asked not to be named due to recent threats said one of the main actions Friday was to present businesses with freedom pledges.
Businesses in Bozeman, especially the downtown businesses, are pillars in our community. And if they commit to being leaders in this fight for racial justice, then others will follow. And in addition to that, as business leaders, they have tremendous power in creating spaces that are safe, free, and welcoming for Black, Indigenous, and people of color.
The pledge asks businesses to accept feedback from Black, Indigenous, and people of color, include staff trainings on issues like implicit bias and conflict mediation, and support ongoing work for racial justice. Five on Black, a fast casual restaurant chain in Montana, was one of the Bozeman businesses that signed the Freedom Pledge. Veronica Petrillo, a shift lead at the restaurant, said the organizers reached out ahead of the march to let her boss and other business owners know what was going on.
he told us with a resounding yes, like, please sign this, like, make sure they come into the store, like, if they skip you guys, like, go find them, like, we just really want to be part of this.
She said signing the Freedom Pledge wouldn't necessarily change operations at the restaurant, adding that it's already a safe, welcoming place. She said for Five on Black, signing the pledge was more about showing support and solidarity for the movement. Organizers with the Day of Action said they would release the list of businesses that signed the Freedom Pledge early this week. Police departments across the state have expressed support for peaceful protests and First Amendment rights. A coalition of law enforcement agencies in Gallatin County say George Floyd's treatment in the hands of police is not reflective of the values or service provided by agencies in the county or Montana, and that officers undergo rigorous training to protect all citizens. In a letter last week, the agencies say they practice, quote, stringent hiring practices with thorough background checks and psychological testing, as well as, quote, rigorous training in all areas, including anti-bias, anti-racial profiling, de-escalation, crisis intervention, and the recognition of implicit bias. I'm Rachel Kramer in Bozeman.